USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering.
We have more people in jail than any other country on earth. So our job, in fact, is to create
the plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military, focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response. Joining my brothers and sisters from the Hawaii National Guard in doing so.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005. She continues to serve in the Hawaii National Guard while running for president as a Democrat. There have been two more people killed in the deadliest wildfire in California history. That brings the total number of dead to 86. Two of those victims still remain unknown. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A zoo in Virginia has been shut down. USA's Wendy King has the story.
More than 100 animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions, have been seized from a roadside zoo in Virginia with a history of complaints. The Virginia Attorney General's office said Friday it joined with state and local authorities to carry out seizures to investigate animal cruelty allegations at Wilson's Wild Animal Park in Winchester. A search warrant shows nearly 120 animals were seized. A spokesman for Attorney General Mark Herring said animal control and animal rescue organizations are caring for the animals pending an August 29 court hearing. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Actor and singer Kiefer Sutherland suffered a serious injury that caused him to cancel the remaining three stops on his European tour. Sutherland said in an Instagram post that he slipped on the steps of his tour bus, injuring a rib, making it difficult to breathe and impossible to sing. Sutherland said on social media, "I'm so sorry for any inconvenience that I've caused to the fans who have bought tickets. I'll do everything I can to make it up to you." Sutherland had been on tour in Europe in support of his record Reckless and Me. The singer also took to Twitter, poking a little fun at himself. He said, "Thank you for all your incredible kindness and support. We'll be back on the road before you know it, and I promise I'll be more careful walking downstairs on a moving bus." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.